Temperatures held in the low 60s, but the payoff comes on Sunday. Sunday back into the mid-80s with big-time warmth. We could even flirt with near 90 on Monday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraff in the First Alert Weather Center.
44 degrees in College Park, 45 in Fairfax, and 48 on the National Mall.
This is WTOP News. Facts matter.
This hour of news is brought to you by Lido Pizza. Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
Good morning. I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Coming up,
protesters are at an encampment at George Washington University this morning. We'll have a live report ahead.
Police get ready to enforce the new curfew at National Harbor. I'm John Doman.
Some students in our area will start school at a different time this fall.
Former President Trump's January 6th trial remains up in the air, but hundreds of others have already served jail time. I'm Mitchell Miller, today on The Hill.
The pick is in, and the Commanders now have a new quarterback.
8 o'clock on WTOP in Washington.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin with fallout from pro-Palestinian protests on a college campus in California. USC has now canceled its main stage commencement ceremony next month. Students are bummed.
It's definitely disappointing.
To me, is that USC went the wrong way with that.
And I feel especially bad for the people who have nothing to do with this conflict.
Protests are growing. CBS's Jason Allen.
Overnight, Ohio State University joined the growing list of colleges demonstrating against Israel's war in Gaza. Earlier Thursday, a similar scene at Emory University. Social media video showed officers tearing down tents and appearing to use a taser on someone pinned to the ground.
A first for the U.S. and China.
During high-level talks in Beijing today,
we agreed to hold the first U.S.-PRC talks on artificial intelligence.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the two nations will hold a conference on AI in the coming weeks.
We'll share our respective views on the risks and safety concerns around advanced AI.
And he says they'll discuss how best to manage them. Stacey Lynn, CBS News, Washington.
A day after the Supreme Court heard arguments on former President Trump's claims of absolute immunity from prosecution, attorneys in his criminal hush money trial will get their first chance to question former National Inquirer publisher David Pecker. Correspondent Robert Costa from New York.
Pecker took the stand, explaining how he and Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen worked together to catch and kill negative stories. In one instance, Pecker paid former Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 for the rights to her story about an alleged affair with Trump.
One of Harvey Weinstein's first accusers is speaking out about the new ruling ordering a new rape trial for Harvey Weinstein in New York. Actress Ashley Judd tells CBS Mornings.
You know, the majority ruling of 4-3 was a slim one, but we continue to have to deal with the aftershocks of male sexual violence.
Weinstein serving 16 years on similar charges in California. A massive fire consumed part of San Diego's Oceanside Pier after flames broke out in an empty restaurant. It sent thick black smoke billowing into the sky and onto the beach. No one was hurt. First round of the NFL draft kicked off in Detroit, and it was all quarterbacks all the time. Number one overall.
The Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
Roger Goodell on ESPN. Williams is promising to deliver.
My goal is to get as far into February as I can. That's the point of playing football, is to win championships. That's the reason why I play.
S&P futures up 37. This is CBS News.
And now, a list of things from Progressive Insurance. Home, auto, boat, motorcycle, RV, ATV. Progressive protects them all. Learn more about bundling at progressive.com.
8:03 on Friday morning, April 26th. 48 degrees now, partly to mostly sunny, highs in the upper 60s. Good morning, I'm Michelle Bash.
And I'm John Aaron. The top local story we're following this hour. Campus protests over the war in Gaza have come to our area. There are some at George Washington University this morning. An overnight encampment with dozens of students remains at this hour, and we're learning of an increased police presence at the school. WTOP's Kyle Cooper is there and joins us live with the latest.
Yeah, John, a couple of things have happened here in the last 45 minutes or so. First of all, workers from George Washington University brought in some metal fencing and have surrounded this area where the students are protesting so that no one can really go any further into it. So there's some students on the outside of that barrier, some students on the inside of that barrier. and there are dozens of police officers that are around that area as well. Police are not asking students to move out. They haven't done anything. They haven't, like, walked over and tried to move tents or anything like that. And the student protesters here, their chants have gone from everything from the cause that they're here for, about trying to get Palestine to leave Israel. I'm sorry, trying to get Israel to leave Gaza and stop the war there, to chant about the police themselves, asking them to get off the campus, that they don't want them here. And that's been the scene here for the last 45 minutes or so. Police are at a distance and have not exactly moved in on the students. Students continue to protest here on the campus, John and Michelle.
All right, Kyle, thank you for the update, and we will continue to listen in and watch as more things happen throughout the day and keep you updated. Well, this starts this evening, a new curfew at National Harbor, banning kids 16 and younger from being there without a parent or guardian between 5 p.m. and 6 a.m. on weekends. WTOP's John Doman explains how it will be enforced.
Police Chief Malik Aziz says it'll be hard for anyone in National Harbor to plead ignorance to the new curfew going into effect.
We plan on having emergency curfew notification post in place. We have traffic control posts and some road closures when necessary. Many foot patrols and contact teams will be working together.
And there will be signs posted on the roads entering National Harbor.
We have requested the rideshare drivers not to drop off unaccompanied minors.
This will be in effect every weekend until a more permanent and flexible law passes, likely toward the end of next month. John Dome in WTOP News.
We've been telling you about a possible change in school start times in Prince George's County. Now it is official. Many students will have a new start and end time this fall. The school district says this is designed to improve efficiency and ensure safe transportation for students to and from school. 84% of schools will see no change or a shift of 15 minutes or less. Some schools will see up to a 45-minute change. Currently, the district has 13 start times and 17 dismissal times. The streamlined process will reduce those numbers to 3 start times and 6 dismissal times.
The time frame for former President Trump's trial in connection with the January 6th Capitol attack remains an open question after the latest Supreme Court hearing, but hundreds of people have already been convicted of felonies linked to that riot. More from WTOP's Mitchell Miller today on the Hill.
The former president has suggested he would consider pardoning many of those convicted of crimes for January 6th if he's reelected.
I call them hostages. Some people call them prisoners. I call them hostages.
While Mr. Trump calls them hostages, close to 800 have pleaded guilty to charges stemming from the massive security breach at the Capitol. And those who have served jail time include more than 240 who have admitted to felonies. Close to 100 of them pleaded guilty to assaulting law enforcement officers. The FBI continues to investigate and has released videos of additional suspects sought for attacking officers. On Capitol Hill, Mitchell Miller, WTOP News.
Coming up,
if you've owned your home for a while, could you afford to buy it today? I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that employees who spend time serving the community are more productive during the time they spend in the office. Nearly 90% of respondents to a survey about volunteerism in the corporate environment said that companies that sponsor volunteer activities offer a better overall working environment than those that do not. And more than 70% felt volunteering activities increased morale and overall well-being. April is National Volunteer Month, and we're sharing tips to get your company started at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
It's 808.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Rita Kessler watching it for your commute.
I'm watching it and I'm talking about it because we've got a lot to talk about this morning. If you're on the inner loop of the Beltway, your delays in Virginia begin out of Springfield, headed into Annandale and passing the Dulles Toll Road. Beltway in Maryland. Inner loop, just a brief delay headed toward 210. But the outer loop in Prince George's County slows passing 202 toward Route 50. Then on the top side from 95 around to Georgia Avenue. If you're on 270, all those earlier delays have eased. So that's the good news. It looks good out of Clarksburg, headed all the way to the lane divide. You do slow on the spur near Democracy Boulevard, headed to the point where it merges with the outer loop, but then it looks good to the American Legion Bridge. It is 15 in both directions in Frederick, slowing toward 144 or Patrick Street, so that could be some normal volume. Just watch out for anything else that may be going on there. You'll also find in Maryland, Norwood Road closed between Dr. Bird Road and Layhill Road for the emergency utility work. A pole came down in the roadway, so they've got got to do an awful lot of repairs there. That's causing a major backup right now, actually, along that stretch of the roadway. Now, if you're on 95 in the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the southbound parkway is slow after 198 passing 197 with nothing reported in the roadway. Then in the district, it is southbound DC 295, delays from Eastern Avenue passing East Capitol Street. Northbound still heavy coming from Pennsylvania Avenue. The problem on East Capitol Street was west of DC 295 near 33rd Street Northeast. You had been under redirection for the fire department activity. Northbound 395 slows getting across the 14th Street Bridge and the Case Bridge toward Main Avenue with the lanes open. Northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel is solid from Massachusetts Avenue, headed all the way to New York Avenue with nothing reported in the roadway. If you're looking for carefree ownership of a new car, check out Fitzgerald Hyundai and the Hyundai Tucson with 3 years free maintenance. Go to fitzmall.com for the no haggle, no hassle price. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff.
We're looking at a cooler stretch of weather for the next 2 days. Temperatures will be in the 60s. Today, the brighter of the next 2 days. We'll look for plenty of sunshine and temperatures into the mid-60s after a cool start. 40s overnight to near 50 degrees. Those clouds are going to be rolling in here. And tomorrow, limited sunshine, maybe even a spotty shower or two. Not a big washout kind of day. We could use some rain to wash the pollen, but that's not the story. Just low 60s cool and not a lot of sun. But by Sunday, hey, it's going to be a payback from Mother Nature. We're going to get lots of sunshine. And get this, temperatures in the mid-80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Brian Vandegraaff in the First Alert Weather Center.
Temperatures now, we're at 43 in Rockville, 47 in Ashburn, and 46 in Fort Washington. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. New this morning, U.S. auto safety regulators have opened an investigation into Tesla's recall of more than 2 million vehicles last December, questioning if the update did enough to address the issue. The original recall was to install new safeguards for Tesla's autopilot feature. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration now says there are concerns due to crashes even after vehicles had a software update installed. The agency says Tesla had issued other software updates, but has not made them part of the recall. Tesla reported 20 crashes that apparently happened after the recall remedy was sent out. If you've owned your home for many years, could you afford to buy it today? WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says for many, the answer is no.
The median price of a home is up 50% in the last 5 years and has doubled in the last 10. 38% of homeowners who've owned that length of time say they couldn't buy their house for what it would sell for today. They would do well if they sold. Average homeowner equity is $300,000.
Baby boomer and lower income homeowners were the most likely to say they could not afford to buy their home at today's price. Coming up here on WTOP, there is a new face of the franchise for the Washington Commanders. Dave Preston joins us live with insight on the Heisman-winning QB. It's 8:12.
Money news brought to you by Whole Foods Market.
Save on salmon at Whole Foods Market. Sustainable wild-caught tropical marinated and plain sockeye salmon fillets are 25% off with Prime through March 28th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-893-4133. That's 800-893-4133. 800-893-4133.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know when price is so low, it just might blow your mind.
Drink responsibly, B21.
As a roofer, spring means the start of my busy season, which means I've got to get organized. With help from Beacon, I can save time with Beacon Pro Plus and 24/7 access to live pricing, delivery tracking, order history, and more. Plus, this spring, I can earn $1,000 and the chance to win a $25,000 backyard renovation just by buying my CertainTeed shingles online with Beacon. No purchase necessary. Now that's what I call a spring cleanup. Visit BECN.com for official rules and to start earning entries.
Coming up, praise for first responder drones. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Experience the DC Boat Show on May 3rd through 5th at National Harbor with more than 200 boats and a wide array of boating vendors. Special VIP tickets are available that include parking, a VIP suite, delicious food and specialty drinks, a one-hour boat ride on the Potomac by the monuments, and more. Enjoy live music and a chance to see the latest sail and power boats and new boating technology up close. Visit DCBoatShows.com to purchase tickets. That's DCBoatShows.com.
This is WTOP News.
At 8:15.
The Washington Commanders have picked LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the second overall pick in the NFL draft, but the team's work is far from done.
WTOP sports reporter Dave Preston joins us now to talk more about this. How much of a surprise was this choice of the Heisman Trophy winner?
I think we all thought it was going to be Daniels the last couple of weeks, the way that things were trending. There are always, I think, the NFL media, as we've learned, NFL Network, ESPN, there's always chatter, and they want to throw out, oh, he doesn't want to come here, or this, that, the other thing. But I think we all thought that Daniels was going to be the guy, and he is.
Quarterbacks are such a crapshoot coming out of college. What would be the key to Daniels' success in D.C.?
Getting here on time, getting signed, getting in minicamp, getting in training camp, and being all in. We've seen a couple of other guys come in, and maybe they haven't been here from day one. Maybe they've had a lot of external pressures and issues that have prevented them from getting in tune with the offense. That said, the coaching staff has to work with them and has to coach them up. Now, here's a kid who has played, 4 or 5 years in college football, so he's not some new kid, to the system, but they've got to make him, they've got to make the offense easy for him to digest and easy for him to master.
Well, were there any big surprises in the first round of the draft?
Michael Penix Jr. being taken by Atlanta in the top 12.
Yeah, I mean, they have Cousins already.
Yes, they've got Cousins. Yeah. So they've got when they say you've got two quarterbacks, you have no quarterbacks. Right now, they've got Kirk Cousins and a first rounder.
Wow.
And so, yes, Cousins is coming off of an injury. So this is a very expensive insurance, policy. But yeah, you would think that if you're going to bring Cousins to Atlanta, you're going to give him a receiver or somebody, that tight end that went from Georgia in the first round. You thought, okay, maybe he goes to Atlanta. That's not the case. Instead, it's going to be somebody who's going to compete with Kirk Cousins for the starting job.
And back to Washington, what can we expect in the second and third rounds this evening?
They have 5 picks, 2 in the second round, 3 in the third round. I think they're going to take at least one offensive lineman, maybe 2. They need an edge rusher because they traded all of them last year. And I wouldn't be surprised if a tight end slips down to pick maybe 78 or 100, they'll take a tight end there.
Is it too soon to ask you whether Daniels is going to start in week 1?
I don't think it is too soon.
Can we start
It's too soon
about
for me to
already.
Answer. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised. I think a lot of it is going to be how sharp he looks in minicamp and in training camp. And I think just like way back when they drafted Heath Shuler, and they knew, the team knew within a week that, you know what, Gus Frerotte is the better quarterback, even though he's not the first rounder. We will know within the first week or so who gets the reps, how he looks during reps, if, okay, he's on track to start in week 1, or, you know what, they might redshirt him for a few games.
Okay.
All right, with the football analysis, that's our sports reporter, Dave Preston, with WTOP.
Now, here are the stories we're working on at WTOP.
Pro-Palestinian protests spread to more college campuses, including the campus of George Washington University.
And we have the latest on former President Trump's legal battles.
Keep it here for full details in the minutes ahead.
We're brought to you by Joe Hadid. Allergens are everywhere. You need Hadid. Get 15% off hygienic implant rug cleaning now. Visit JoeHadid.com. 818. Traffic and weather on the 8th. The latest from Rita Kessler in the Traffic Center.
And we've been unusually busy for a Friday morning on the roads, especially if you're in Virginia. Let's start out with the delay on the Beltway. Interloop solid coming out of Springfield, headed all the way past 236 in Annandale between there and Gallows Road. Watch out for any crash activity maybe there, maybe something off on the shoulder that you're looking for. And it's certainly been a painful morning for those of you sitting on the Fairfax County Parkway. Northbound after Burke Center Parkway, the crash was along the right side, but that is a solid backup coming from before 123. I mean, I know how it feels. You're sitting there and it's like clowns to the left of you, jokers to the right, and you're stuck in the middle with us. So hopefully we'll help you get through this. Southbound doesn't really see any rubbernecking delays. If you're on 66 in Virginia, eastbound delays headed into Centerville, then you're going to find the slowdowns approaching and passing Route 50. Outer Loop topside in Maryland, the delays from New Hampshire Avenue headed around past 29 Colesville Road. Southbound 270 actually looks good now. We still have a little bit of volume headed into Germantown, but then you're good to the lane divide. The southbound spur, however, is slow from Democracy to join the outer loop of the Beltway. And the delays we have on 15 in Frederick. This is southbound near 40 or Patrick Street. The broken down vehicle on the left shoulder, but it is really drawing attention in both directions. Norwood Road still closed between Dr. Bird Road and Layhill Road for the emergency work. Also in the district, East Capitol Street, west of DC 295, there had been some police activity. It was causing some delays, some rubbernecking delays on 295. So your delays now southbound from Eastern Avenue toward East Capitol Street, and the northbound delay coming from the 11th Street Bridge passing Pennsylvania Avenue. Independence Avenue near 23rd Street Southwest, that was a report of a downed pole in the roadway. And inbound New York Avenue, you're going to find your delays from South Dakota Avenue headed to the light at Bladensburg Road with your lanes open. JES Foundation Repair, your local expert for foundation and crawl space repair. Book your free inspection at jeswork.com. I'm Rita Kessler, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Eileen Whalen. Okay, let's go. Let's plan the weekend according to your weather. What's going on?
Yes, exactly. So it's going to be kind of a two-season weekend. So tomorrow, the cloudy and cooler day, and then Sunday, kind of a summery feel with highs in the 80s. Now, our TGIF, I'm looking at the satellite, and for those of you in D.C. and through Maryland, enjoying the sunshine, but Northern Virginia seeing a thicker deck of cloud cover. So as we go through the day, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun. I do think a little bit more cloud cover in some of our southwestern zones, but no rain expected today with afternoon high temperatures in the middle 60s. Pretty chilly out there this morning with lows overnight that bottomed out in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Now, as we head through the day, as I mentioned, mix of sun and clouds. We're dry for your Friday night plans. Skies become overcast overnight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50 degrees. Now, tomorrow we'll only have a high of about 62 with cloudy conditions, so it is going to feel pretty cool for anything you're doing outdoors tomorrow. You're also going to want to keep an eye to the sky and your First Alert weather app to track the radar, as we could have a few isolated rain showers through the middle of the day as a warm front lifts north of us. So I do think we'll be dry Saturday night, and anybody that gets rain, it should be pretty light and few and far between, but no rain in the forecast Sunday. We're going to have highs in the middle 80s and then still pushing about 90 degrees heading into Monday of next week. So it's going to be a shock to the system for sure. Right now we're in the 40s for the most part. We're sitting at 49 in a Delphi, 46 right now in McLean, and 49 outside of our studio here in Roslyn.
Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet. 888-5-HELMET.
Coming up on WTOP, if you've ever had bad leftovers hanging around, well, you'll appreciate this report from Neil Augenstein. It's 822.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit. Credit for deciding while stuck in traffic to get a bachelor's degree. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. Students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. Apply now and save with no application fee. Flexible online and hybrid classes start May 15th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
At Leidos, a brilliant mind is smart, but a brilliant team is smarter. A ship that finds enemy subs is smart, but an autonomous fleet, that's smarter. Defending against cyber attacks? Smart. Stopping attacks before they start? Smarter. And using AI tools is smart.
that integrating trusted mission AI into your technology is smarter. We're not just making technology solutions in national security and health. We're making smart smarter. Leidos.
People are driving 20, 30, 60 miles for the area's most incredible Toyota deals. And it all starts with just a click at twicethechoices.com. Waldorf Toyota and Alexandria Toyota make it all twice as easy at twicethechoices.com. Twice the Toyota selection, twice the Toyota savings, all with twice the Toyota customer service you deserve. The secret is out. The Toyota partnership that's putting dreams in driveways all around the Beltway. Point, click, and save. twicethechoices.com.
You're listening to WTOP News.
8:24, I'm John Aaron.
I'm Michelle Bash. Lots of us look forward to celebrating religious holidays with family and friends, but there's one Passover tradition that WTOP's Neil Augenstein says he'd like to stop.
Every year I buy the freshest bunch of parsley I can find since we put a few sprigs on the ceremonial Seder plate. But then 95% of the parsley goes into the fridge where it turns to slime over the next few months. More resourceful, less wasteful friends on social media suggest juicing the parsley with carrots and apples, or making tabbouleh, or tossing it in a frittata. One industrious neighbor suggests cutting off the parsley stems, putting it on a cookie sheet into the oven on the lowest temperature until it's dried, then crumbling it and putting it into an airtight container. Maybe I'll just give that neighbor the leftover parsley after next year's Seder. Neil Augenstein, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
From the misadventures of Neil to Dave Preston with the draft.
Yes, Commanders pick LSU quarterback Jaden Daniels with the number two selection.
I'm going to get somebody as a competitor, you know, that wants to win no matter what. And I just want to go ahead and compete. I want to help the team win football games. I want, at some point, you know, in the future, we'll get this thing turned around, hopefully.
Daniels, one of six QBs taken in the top 12 spots. USC's Caleb Williams going first overall to Chicago. By the numbers, 9 offensive linemen, 8 receivers, 9 defensive players taken, including Clemson cornerback Nate Wiggins, who goes 30th overall to the Ravens. Baseball Nationals come up short against the Los Angeles Dodgers 2-1. Manager Davey Martinez, team leaving 7 on base.
We had moments where we could have scored some runs, you know, so...